Raptors in Milwaukee tonight. Does not sound like OG Anunoby will return. We've been waiting for it, but I don't think he's going to play tonight. He's still listed as doubtful. Jrue Holiday is out tonight. Health and safety protocols for the Bucks. 1,800 fans will be in attendance. Here is a longtime NBAer, former coach of the year here in Toronto, one of our favorites, TSN Raptors analyst Sam Mitchell. Do you think 1,800 people in the building will have any effect on the game tonight, Sam, or what?
I doubt that seriously, guys, but it's a start. You know, it's a great start that the numbers around the country are starting to go down. And, I mean, we're still in a tough situation, but, you know, hopefully we can start to see the light at the end of the tunnel, the vaccination. People are getting vaccinated at a high rate now. So hopefully things are turning for the best.
How is the vaccination process, Sam? Are you noticing, like, relatives one by one or getting it done and it's kind of a quick-moving process for you? Or how is it?
Well, it's been pretty good, man. You know, speaking to my mother, I have several relatives, including my mom, that are over the age of 65. And they've all said, without a doubt, they've been able to get the first vaccination with relatively ease, with no serious complication or delay of the problem. So that's a good sign. And I think everyday things are ramping up, man, especially here in the States. We're getting a little bit better. We're still not doing the things that we're supposed to do, but we've never done that. So, I mean, that's why our death rate is what it is. That's why we've lost almost 500,000 Americans and going to lose, unfortunately, some more. But, and I know in the state of Georgia, we've never really shut down after the first initial couple of months. It's been wide open for most people. I've been kind of still staying around the house and not going to restaurants and social distances and wearing my mask and things of that nature. Kind of staying around the house, but others have not.
Well, as you said, it's probably not going to start now. So, you know, it is what it is moving forward. But the Raptors are in a position where they're going into Milwaukee tonight and they're coming off a bad loss. You know, they lost to Minnesota on Sunday night. They didn't play well. They didn't close. We had this conversation extensively yesterday, and I know you and I and us, we've all talked about Pascal Siakam at the end of a game, and he had that opportunity. I mean, Nick Nurse, he drew up a great play, and he had an open lane, and he just couldn't close. And I think that's the third or fourth time we've seen that out of Pascal. As a coach, you know, at what point do you draw a line and you say, I got to draw up a play for someone else at the end of the game? Do you think we're nearing that with Nurse and Siakam?
I don't think so, guys. You got to remember now, Pascal's in the first year of a big contract. So it's way too early to start second-guessing yourself. You just got to figure out, man, look, Pascal had a short offseason. He didn't go into the lab and get into the gym and work on his game and refine his game and get better at the things, like all players have to in the offseason. He didn't have a chance to do that. So it's kind of like trying to get better on the fly. But, no, it's way too early, man. You still have a huge commitment in Pascal. And I still believe at the end of the day, he's going to turn out to be a very, very, very good player. May not be the superstar that everybody in Raptor Nation would hope, but an all-star caliber player to where you make a couple of all-star teams and, you know, a 19 to 22-point score. And if he can do that and the others around Pascal continue to get better, Freddie, and if they can add the right guy, I know that's what y'all calling me for.
Yep.
Then if you think about it, guys, this Raptor team is not that far off. If you look at Philadelphia, they're not invincible from the simple fact that we don't know if Joel Embiid is going to be healthy come playoff time. I mean, that's a 50-50. And then you look at Brooklyn, that's scary. But with the right coaching, they can slow the game down. And if you could get those guys to play a little half court, it's going to be tough. And you just pound them on the inside. The problem with the Raptors right now, they don't have a team that's opposite of what you need to be able to beat Brooklyn. Right now, the Raptors are a three-point shooting team, space and play team. Well, that's what Brooklyn is. And you're not going to outrun and outshoot Brooklyn. It's just not going to happen. No one's going to do that. So I think, to you guys' conversation, the addition of a guy like an Andre Drummond, and I read some quotes, and I read a tweet from Doug Smith that said, Andre Drummond may be one of the few players can get you 30 and 20, and it doesn't affect the game. Well, to my good friend Doug, and he may have a point, but I would say this. With coaching, we've seen guys go from different situations, and then with different coaching, play totally different. And I'm going to say this, and I know, hope you guys will laugh. Look at Kevin Durant in OKC, and look at Kevin Durant in Golden State. Look at the change defensively. So it can happen, but I still say you need some bulk if you're going to You need some size. You need some inside scoring. And you need a guy that can rebound with Joel Embiid. And you need a difference maker and a different style to play when you play Brooklyn.
Well, yeah, I saw that scouting report from Doug as well. That's a well phrased, man. I will say that. I like that type of creativity. But 30 or 20, I'll take it. You know, I mean, even if it's not overly effective.
Look, man, you give me a center that can get me 30 and 20, because you know this. If a center getting 30 points, he's not taking 30 shots. He's going to get to 30 points on 18, 19 shots right. at the most. So if I can get a center to get me 30, and I know it's not going to be a lot of shots, if I can't figure out how to win with a guy that can get me 30 and 20, then that's on me.
Well, speaking of Andre Drummond, I'm sure you caught Draymond Green's comments last night, where Draymond is a passionate guy, and he was speaking out on what he sees as, you know, an imbalance in terms of the way the league and the media and the fans portray a player either wanting out or a team wanting a player to leave. You know, and Drummond's an example of it in a recent one where he could play, could have played last night. They said, go put your clothes on, you're not playing until we decide where you are going to move on with your career. Meanwhile, if Drummond came out a day before and said, I want out, he'd be fined by the NBA, chastised publicly. How do you respond to that, and do you agree with Draymond Green, and how do you feel about the inner workings of the NBA in terms of player empowerment, player movement, and maybe the imbalance on both sides?
Well, think of it like this. I understand what Draymond Green is saying, but if you think of it from the standpoint, the team is not only protecting themselves, they're protecting the player. If I know I have a trade for a player that is not in my future, and I put him out there and he gets hurt, and let's say he's in the last year of his contract, and I'm trading him potentially to a team that not only wants him, but's going to re-sign him, and I throw him out there and he gets hurt. Now people going to look at me and turn around and say, as management, as ownership, we did the right thing. We knew we were going to trade this guy, and yet we put this guy on the floor and tried to play him and win a game, even though we knew we were going to trade him. So I understand what Draymond is saying, but look, that's the nature of the business. And if Draymond Green really don't understand these things, just tell him to talk to his mom, come talk to you guys about how it is in the real world when you have a real job. Well, people don't care. You know, you think about this. If you work for a sales company and they move, they'll give you 30 days and say, either you coming with me or you can stay behind. That's your choice. I understand what Draymond's saying. You said it right. He's passionate, but I just think he's a little misguided or a little off track in his comments.
Well, you're 100% right that he is not going to have anyone giving him a standing ovation that's working, you know, 12-hour days, 6 days a week, making $40,000. You know, they don't want to hear
it. Hey, you better have a good attitude. And you can't show up with a bad attitude.
Right, exactly. But what about, you know, from the general...
You ain't got a raise in 3 years, and you better not go in there and ask for one, because you know what they're going
right.
to tell you. You go in there and ask for a raise,
list.
You know what your boss going to tell you? You still got your job.
That's right.
That's your raise.
Yep. That's exactly what the response is going to be, especially with a down economy during a pandemic.
Yeah.
I mean, we can all speak to that. But what about, you know, as a former player, like I've always been, you know, fascinated by how past generations approach, you know, current generations. And we have three guys who play pro sports on the show right now. Sam, you were in the NBA for a long time. Owen Noodles, you played in the NHL for a long time. There was a time not that long ago, you'd be flying charter, you'd be staying at a Holiday Inn, you'd be playing three nights in a row, and you're making $150,000. Now these guys are five-star across the board, making millions.
Put that in there. We were happy.
You were happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Comes down to perspective, I guess.
Well, Dave, the problem now is that these guys are making generational wealth money. Think about it. I mean, James Harden was in a position to turn down an extension for $51 million a year. Now, think about that. So, look, you have to put it all in perspective, man. And look, I don't have a problem with the money the players make. I don't have a problem with the power they have. I don't have a problem with some of the things that they've asked for, because, quite frankly, we just didn't realize the power, so to speak, that we had to make things better for us as players and as a union. But at the end of the day, it's still a business. And there are always going to be some things in business that you're not crazy about. But I just think when Draymond Green will never have to worry about these things, because he would have made so much money in his lifetime playing basketball that he would never have to worry about these things. But just tell him when he goes home, just go back and check with his friend, like you said, and make $40,000 and work 12 hours a day, And then, by the way, you think you got the weekend off and your boss call you and say, so-and-so is out sick, we need you to work. They're not asking you. They're just being nice and phrasing it that way, but they're telling you.
That's right. Well, we'll see. We'll see how Draymond responds to that, because you know he'll find a mic again soon. He loves it, and I love hearing from him. I appreciate that, you know, he's a passionate guy.
What do you
guy.
Think about a possible Andre Drummond? Do you think the Raptors could use an Andre Drummond?
Absolutely. I just don't know how it's going to work, you know, like that, as has been pointed out, and I'm sure you've seen this, Sam. I mean, Powell's probably going the other way, and then you're going to have to throw in three or four contracts that Cleveland may not want, and he's a free agent at the end of the year. Is he really going to tip the scales where you're going to go and catch Philly, Brooklyn, Milwaukee? Not likely during the regular season. Can you beat them during the playoffs? I think you could get a round or two maybe. But I don't know. I like him as a player. And I like what you said. I agree. You put him in this system, this culture with Nick Nurse. All he knows is losing. Played in Detroit and Cleveland his whole career.
Think about this, guys. If you just tell Andre Drummond, man, we just need you to run, rebound, defend, play with energy, offensive rebound, defensive rebound, block shot. And when you get your opportunity, this is the thing that I respect about Andre Drummond. He has gotten better every year he's been in the league. So that's something that piques your interest right there. 3 years ago, I wasn't a huge fan of Andre Drummond, but I've watched him. He's listened to the criticism, and he's gotten better each and every year. You have to respect a player like that, and you have to realize that he's going to continue to get better. And I just say, look, you just have to find a way to use him and fit him in. But if you can't, look, people forget Andre Drummond was an all-star about 2 or 3 years ago. So he's still a relatively young player. Now, I wouldn't do the deal if I'm not planning on re-signing him. But I don't think Andre Drummond is a max player type guy. I don't think you have to put a max deal on the table for him.
No, I'm with you on that. Raps, Bucks tonight. Enjoy that. And the other games, we'll do it again soon. Thank you, Sam.
Right down, guys.
You got it. There he is, Sam Mitchell, one of our favorites here on Overdrive.
He's the greatest.
He's just awesome. Yeah, I heard a bag zip. He's up to something down there. He's doing something.
He's sneaking around with a meat and cheese platter or something.
Yeah.
Love it.
He's always so great to have on. We love Sam. And, hey, listen, it's good to hear that down in Georgia they're moving in the right direction and, you know, get the impression like that is happening around that country, and hopefully, you know, we're not far behind. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see where it goes.